from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and the wait continues. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. We should be hearing at some point. Maybe they'll wait till tonight, right before they take the stage in Philadelphia.
But we have so many reports that say that we were going to be told at some point this morning. I would be surprised if that happened.
Well, think about the entire country. So California, obviously, 3 hours behind us, so they would want to wait till the most people were up, I would assume, in the morning if they're going to do it now. Otherwise, they could wait.
7 Pacific makes it 10 Eastern.
So we'll have it, obviously, as soon as the announcement is made.
Maybe between 10 and 11, Larry.
And it makes a difference, certainly, if it is our governor for us in this state. And the practical part is the Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis, who is a Pittsburgh guy, Keysport High School, mm-hmm. Would take a more active role while the campaigning is going on.
And if Harris Shapiro ticket is elected, Austin Davis becomes governor.
Right.
And then Kim Ward, who's the president of the state senate, would advance to lieutenant governor. So we would have someone from Westmoreland County, a very powerful politician in her own right. We'd have the number one and number two most important people in the state. It would be from our area. That would certainly have to benefit Pittsburgh.
One thing that all of our politicians in Pennsylvania seemed aligned on, whether it's state or federal, is Mark Fogle's release. The Butler native, Oakmont teacher, who's been in a labor camp in Russia for 3 years. Yesterday, Michael Bartley, in for Marty Griffin, was able to reach out to Mark's mother, who's in her mid-90s. Obviously, the urgency there, because Mark apparently spent 101 days in a hospital in Russia due to his illnesses, which in part was why he had this medical marijuana with him in the first place. I think it was 17 grams, and it was a 14-year hard labor sentence.
That's just so out of proportion, it's not even funny.
Which is obviously absurd. So, Michael Bartley had a chance to talk to his mom about it and about the possibility, since this attention has come, maybe help her find a way to get him home.
I'm a little dubious. I want to see the action. We have not had anything personal said to us or had any communication with the White House. So I have to hear that before I make a decision about how serious they are about this.
you had to be terribly emotional about all this because it's been so frustrating. Everybody wanted him to be on that plane last week.
I think so. You know, I think he's always had hope. He thought when Brittany Griner came home, he would be on that plane. I'm sure he expected to be in this latest transaction, and I'm sure that by now he's just beaten down. We have to have some firm evidence that they're doing something constructive to get him out. I don't know why there's such a delay. He's been there for 3 years and a very minor offense. He just has not been treated the way others have been treated. And that's what we're hoping for immediately, tomorrow. We just want some action, and we want it quickly because I think Mark's health has deteriorated quite a bit in the last few months, and he just needs relief. He needs to come home.
The frustration is really difficult, but I wonder how you feel now. Do you have any more renewed hope since with a little bit of time passing?
I'm skeptical about our government, but I'm hopeful because so much attention has been made of his case right now that will force the government to do something constructive, because up until now coverage has been mostly local, and it's been great locally, but we needed to get to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and I think we're doing that now, and I'm really hopeful that getting this national publicity will spur some action on the part of the federal government.
Maybe the national media has latched onto this, and maybe Mark will get the attention he well deserves.
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to happen. I'm really going to keep my hopes up right now, because not so much because they're dedicated in the White House, but because they're being forced. I think they're being forced to take some action. So hopefully that will happen immediately.
Mark Fogle's mom with Michael Bartley yesterday, she certainly can feel the urgency there, especially with him being in ill health. Coming up, you're going to meet a candidate in the midst of the presidential race. There are other races going on, and he wants to do more than just throw his hat in the ring. Coming up on the Big K Morning Show. We're looking for hometown heroes, and if you know somebody who's doing extraordinary things in our community, we want to know about it. Nominations open at kdkradio.com. We go into our 12th year, and in October, we'll recognize our hometown heroes. Is there somebody on your mind? KDKRadio.com. Look for a nomination page there and let us know. Speaking of heroes, how about the fun of sports heroes in the Olympics? Now that we're into it this deep, the drama, and you really get it when you see these athletes celebrate. Even dialing back, Paul, to Scottie Scheffler, who has been through so much, you know, in his golf career, and highs and lows. Remember when he was arrested?
Oh, man.
It seems like ancient history. That was at the Masters, or no.
That was at the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
Yeah.
And then he wins Olympic gold in golf, bursts into tears, and says it's the most significant thing he's ever achieved. Same for the tennis star, you know. And then who else? I'm trying to think of the individuals. Certainly Simone Biles, who won another silver medal yesterday in her final floor routine.
She's our superstar right now. The last time I recall somebody having this kind of notoriety and fame.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, and then before that, like Mary Lou Retton comes to mind. Mark Spitz. These are the big stars
and
of
how about
our Olympic teams.
Katie Ledecky.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
She
a swimming machine.
Did you ever see her background story?
No.
It's fascinating, her achievements. But, you know, rapidly now, this is it. I mean, this is the final week of the Summer Games. It's been a nice diversion. I watched quite a bit, you know, bits and pieces, though, last night. And they replayed some of the things you already knew. Or how about Noah Lyles, the runner,
mm-hmm.
who got another gold back-to-back? Fastest human on the planet right now.
And our focus is on our athletes and their exploits. But for many people, the event that they're paying the most attention to in other countries is soccer, which we're not competitive in that sport,
well,
unfortunately.
I think we play Brazil in the quarter. No, it's not even the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
To get to the quarterfinals. And then some of the other highlights, I saw the there were two Italian gymnasts that won. And did you see those beam routines? The stuff they do on that beam? Unbelievable. And so the ratings, by the way, are through the roof for this set of Olympics. Unlike Tokyo, in the first week, ratings were up 79% from the viewership of Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to see that. Hey, by the way, these are the standings in the men's soccer group. There's three groups. In Group A, you've got France and the United States in 1 and 2. In Group B, Morocco and Argentina are tied at the top of that group. And then in Group C, you have Egypt and Spain. So there's a couple of surprising ones in there. Morocco has a very good team. I got to see some of that first match that they played. So looks to me like the French are in position to run away with it again this year. They've done that in the past.
So sports has always been meant to provide a nice diversion from reality, which it does for a lot of people. And tonight, Pirates are back in action. They host the San Diego Padres for 3 games. And
that's a very good team, the Padres.
Yeah, their getaway game is on Thursday, and then they're headed out to the left coast, right? I think they're going out to play the Dodgers.
And then San Diego again.
San Diego. Every time I hear that, I think of Anchorman.
Right. Yeah, they've got the Diamondbacks in the rearview mirror with the Padres now, and then the Dodgers 3 games in Los Angeles. Then they play the Padres 3 games in San Diego, and then they come back home to host the Mariners. We don't get to see Seattle very often here. That's pretty slick. And they're going to be followed by the Rangers. There's another team we don't see often.
Yeah, we have, it's interesting, just got a text from Marty, who's on vacation, but he's never on vacation.
No, of course not.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
He thinks Harris's pick is going to be the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz.
He could be right.
Maybe he, you know.
As we were discussing with John Delano not too long ago, about an hour ago, in fact, you know, I asked John, I said, really, it doesn't make much of a difference, does it? Whether she selects Shapiro or not, he's going to campaign for her here. He's still popular here, regardless of whether he's selected as a running mate or not. So really, it doesn't make much of a difference in terms of winning Pennsylvania. She's going to get all the help she can get from him either which way, right?
Yeah, it'll be interesting
so,
to see.
I mean, if Pennsylvania is the issue, maybe it's really not such a big issue. Maybe they're going to be looking at other things. And again, I think the main point that John made that I want to repeat, I think he was spot on by saying this. Yes, it's news. We're all interested in that around here. But the truth is, you know, by the time we get to the election, who the vice presidential running mates are is not going to be nearly as important as what people are trying to,
right,
you know, get their heads around with these two major party candidates.
Once we get over this news cycle wave, we'll, you know, anticipation, then that'll be a news cycle, and then you're right, it'll be down to Trump and Harris.
We certainly do hope that the roller coaster ride is over. This has been some last 3 or 4 weeks.
Who knows what's going to happen? What big story is going to happen next? Whatever it is, we got you, including synchronized swimming in the Olympics, which is really hard to detail on the radio. This is the Big K Morning Show, and we wait to get word from Kamala Harris who her running mate will be. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen, some suggesting maybe it isn't Josh Shapiro, even though tonight's rally is in Philadelphia. It could be Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. And we'll see. One way or another, we're supposed to find out. In the meantime, there are other races going on as we get ready for the elections in November. And the man who wants to unseat Summer Lee in the 12th Congressional District is Dr. James Hayes. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Welcome to KDKA. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on.
So I'm curious, you're the son of a steel worker. Give us a little background on who is James Hayes.
Sure. So, yeah, as you mentioned, son of the steel workers and
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And native Pennsylvanian. I'm really proud to say that when I was in high school, the steelworkers gave me a partial scholarship to go to college, and I went to Georgetown in international economics and didn't stop there. I got an MPA in economics and policy at Princeton, an MBA in finance and accounting from the University of Chicago, and a doctor of business administration from Case Western. So I like to joke that I'm the candidate that George Santos wanted to be.
That's pretty funny. So, Mr. Hayes, I'm curious. This is a dirty business. You know that. It's going to get ugly. And the fact that you're trying to unseat Summer Lee is going to be a tremendous challenge. So why did you accept this opportunity? And what makes you want to be a congressman?
Sure. So I really I want to represent the people. I don't feel like we have really good representation right now. I mean, if you look, you know, kind of tick down the issues that I'm running on, I think I'm aligned with the people of Western Pennsylvania. I don't believe that Summer Lee is. I want to support our police and keep our communities safe. I don't want to defund them or even abolish prisons. I want to support our energy industry. I believe that Pennsylvania can be just an epicenter of energy if you, look at us having the fourth largest natural gas reserves in the world, and then having Westinghouse Electric from the nuclear side right up in Cranberry. I think it can just drive tremendous growth for this region. I am an advocate for school choice, for giving parents strong involvement in their children's education. It would have made a difference in my life. My parents ended up needing to move out of our neighborhood in order to get me into a good school. And I don't think that a person's future should be decided by their zip code. I want to control the border. You know, I'm not anti-immigration. My wife, in fact, is originally from Mexico and has immigrated here legally. I want to control the border so that we can vet who comes into our country and make sure that it's people that want to contribute to the country and not take from it or even destroy it and harm it. And then finally, I support Israel. I absolutely believe that Israel is our strongest, most reliable ally, certainly in the Middle East, possibly in the world. And so, for Summer Lee to make really wild accusations against Israel and what it needs to do to defend itself, I think is unconscionable. And so, you know, I look at all those issues, and my wife and I were sitting in front of the TV one day, and you know, I was complaining, and she said, you know what? You need to stop complaining. You need to get off your butt, and you need to do something. And so that's what I'm doing.
James, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know that these are, you're staking out positions that are basically 180 different from Congressman or Congressperson Lee, but yet you're running as a Democrat. Is that right?
No, Republican.
Oh, Republican. No, okay.
Sir, I'm running as a Republican. Okay. And yeah, you're right. We are 180 degrees different. In fact, we're so different. I actually thought of changing my name to Winter, but the Winter Haze just didn't really, you know, it didn't work for me. So,
very, very good. So you've never held office before, but you've had in business. I'm looking at your resume. It's really impressive what you've done in the business. But again, you were sitting back saying you were complaining about stuff, and then you were encouraged to, well, if you want to do something about it. It's a tall task, though, to unseat a congressperson.
Well, it is a tall task, but as we say in business, if it were easy, everyone would do it, right? So, you know, I think there are a couple of data points that say I can win this race. You know, we look at the Joe Rocky and Stephen Cipolla races, where you really had Democrats and Republicans working together, crossing lines. Joe Rocky almost won. Steve Cipolla, we were faced with a really radical DA coming into Allegheny County. The Republican Party said, "Hey, he lost his primary, and that was unfortunate. But let's get on board. Let's work together with our Democratic partners, and get a reasonable person that is a pro victim, pro community DA in there." And so we did that, and Steve Cipolla won. Joe Rocky came within 8,000 votes, even though the county's 2-1 Democrat. So there are people that will cross over. I believe that Summerlee is so radical for the region that they'll cross over for me. In the primary, Summerlee had an opponent that garnered a significant number of votes. If you look at their positions were very similar. So if you look at that as anti-Summerlee votes, if I had gotten all of the opponent's votes, I would have beaten Summerlee by 12,000. And then, you know, in our own polling, we did a poll that shows once we're able to get our message out about my background, about what I stand for and what I want to do for Western Pennsylvania, and about Summerlee's 180-degree opposite views on supporting the values of Western Pennsylvania, that we can make it a very tight race. There's a significant undecided vote that leans heavily for me. And so, you know, I think we have three data points that say I can win this race.
James, who are you getting backing from, endorsements and support?
So the regional Republican delegation has been very supportive. So G.T. Thompson's been outstanding, Mike Kelly, Guy Rushenthaler. In fact, I think you know that when Netanyahu came and spoke last week to the joint session of Congress, that Summerlee boycotted the speech. And G.T. Reached out to me and said, "Hey, I think that Western Pennsylvania, with one of the largest Jewish populations in the country, should have representation at this speech. Would you like to go?" And I immediately jumped on it and was able to represent Western Pennsylvania when our elected official would not at the Netanyahu speech. So the delegation has been outstanding, very, very helpful. The local community, the Jewish community has been helpful. The African-American community has been absolutely helpful, because they understand that defunding the police and putting criminals back on the streets is really, really bad for the community. So it's really a coalition of people. And I can't say enough about the grassroots in the Republican Party. The local committees have just been outstanding. The number of volunteers that they have provided and had going out, knocking on doors, handing out leaflets, calling friends, getting on the telephone, it has just been tremendously outstanding. And I expect that to happen on the Democrat side as well, when people understand our different positions, the fact that I'm a pragmatic businessman that wants to solve problems and isn't pushing a national agenda, and I really want to represent the region.
Dr. James Hayes, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. We'll talk again between now and November. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. And you all have a great week.
And the 12th Congressional District, by the way, encompasses the city of Pittsburgh and portions of the South Hills and parts of Westmoreland County. And the incumbent is Summer Lee. It's 8:50 at News Radio KDKA. Let's check in with Paul Rasmussen.
Larry, a running mate decision is imminent for Kamala Harris's campaign. We'll have the latest on that coming up at 9 on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
Border in Charleston, South Carolina, where they're anticipating the potential for 30 inches of rain due to the remnants. Well, it's still spinning as a tropical depression. Debbie, where the eye of the center is just south of Savannah, Georgia.
Take a quick look at my radar on this thing. It's, wow. The rains cover almost all of the state of South Carolina, except for the northwest corner. And we still have bands of rain extending well down into Georgia. Jacksonville is still just south of the eye, so they're still catching some wind, I'm sure. Light rain, it appears. But the heaviest of it right now is just falling right there between Myrtle Beach and Charleston. Wow. And it's going to hover off the coast in this area for a couple of days.
So these storms, which seem to be getting more frequent and more intense, are causing insurance companies in states like Florida to double and triple their rates. Now, I heard yesterday from somebody who is a snowbird. He's got a condo in Florida, spends half the year there and half the year here. And he's telling me, and I have to check this, that some insurance companies on new construction are not insuring people, and it's causing great concern because obviously so many people, especially from the Pittsburgh area, have vacationed or flocked there to get a condo or even retire in Florida.
You know, I remember when I moved into my new home in Jacksonville, we were what they called flood zone X, which was the least risk of flooding. And I recall the annual premium for the flooding part of it, the flood insurance, was, I think, $300 or $400 a year. Now, this is almost 20 years ago. I can only imagine what it is. I have a friend who winters in the Florida, along Florida's western coast, south of Tampa. And their premiums, what you're saying is exactly right. Their premiums have tripled in the time that they've been going back and forth. They spend the summers here and then go down to the Port Charlotte area.
And that's one of the biggest concerns financially, especially if, you know, we talked to Brian Caranta from Secure Money, and he spends his life and living trying to figure out people's retirement scenarios, right? So one of the X factors is obviously once you retire, you're on a quote-unquote fixed income of some sort. You're relying on, you know, and it obviously varies greatly. But a lot of people can't take that kind of additional hit when they've already budgeted for, you know, being able to have a place there.
Mm-hmm.
Or to move there, and then you get doubled up or tripled up on insurance. In some cases, insurance companies have pulled out. So
we have a report from CNN that says Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be Kamala Harris's running mate.
And
we don't know if that's been confirmed, but that's what they're reporting.
And thinking it through, so who is Tim Walz?
Well, that's something we need to get into.
He is 60 years old. He's a former educator. He also served. He was a non-commissioned officer in the United States Army, member of the House of Representatives representing Minnesota's first congressional district, a member of the Democratic Party, and a nominee for vice president in the United States, it says. So he's, I guess, all things considered, because Josh Shapiro has been so out there for Harris, that probably won't stop. So they'll still, they probably made a deal with him saying, look, Josh, if this is in fact true, look, Josh, we need your help in Pennsylvania. Maybe down the road there'll be something else for him, you know, maybe a cabinet position if he's not the guy.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised at that. But indeed, CNN is reporting now that Harris has selected Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, according to multiple sources, they're saying. And they will be appearing tonight at a joint rally in Philadelphia before they start visits in other battleground states. So there you have it.
That's what we're getting word on. And we're going to check in with Philadelphia. KYW is covering this. We're going to talk to Pat Loeb, a reporter there for KYW, coming up right after the news at the top of this hour. You heard it first here on KDKA.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.